So this work of Brahmajnanavali Mala, so a brief introduction. So this work, the meaning of the name of the work is Brahmajnanavali Mala. So it is a mala, it is a garland of verses that speak about Brahman, that will strengthen our knowledge about Brahman. So it is an anusandhanam work, which if we try to remember the whatever Shankara is trying to tell in this work, Shankara is the author of this work. So whatever Shankara is trying to tell through this work, if we try to remember it, if we try to contemplate on it, then very soon we will be elevated to a state, to that state like in which we are always abiding in Brahman, we are always affixed on Brahman, which means our life becomes blissful. Oh, does life become blissful if we contemplate on Brahman? Kama krodha viyuktanam yatinam yatachetasam abito brahmanarvanam vartate viditatmana. So Krishna says in the 5th chapter of Gita that kama krodha viyuktanam yatinam, so those yatis, those strivers, striving seekers who have got rid of kama krodham, who have got rid of attachment and aversion, yata chetasam, who have controlled their mind. Controlling mind is essential. Controlling mind is very essential if we have to get rid of kama krodham. So such a person, abhitaha brahmanirvanam vartate vidita atmanam, such a person has known the self. So vidita atmanam, such a person has known the self, and thereby brahman, brahmanirvanam, brahman or bliss, which is brahman's very nature, which is brahmanirvanam, that dances around, surrounding such a person. So that is what we can see with respect to Mahatmas. If we analyze Mahatmas, if we analyze avataras, we can see that bliss danced around such people. So Krishna is the best example. So wherever Krishna was, there will be only bliss everywhere. So when his own entire clan fought with each other and they were dying, at that time Krishna decided, okay, I should give up this body. So when he was ready to give up the body, Uddhava comes crying. So even at that time, when Krishna is about to leave the world, his entire clan is fighting, but still Krishna is blissful and he is able to impart knowledge and give that bliss to Uddhava as well, in the form of Uddhava Gita. So a person who realizes Brahman through constant contemplation of Brahman, such a person can very well experience bliss around him. He will always feel complete. He will feel that his life is perfect. And such a person doesn't have aham and mama. So Shankara goes to the extent of saying, aham iti atma dhira cha, mame iti atmiya dhira api, artha shunye yada yasya sa atma jnyo bhave tada. Tada. A few words might be wrong. So when a person doesn't have aham and mama, such a person becomes a knower of the self, tada. That very moment he becomes a knower of the self. And Shankara starts this work, this beautiful work of Brahmajnanavali Mala. Balakrishna Nair often quotes a lot of shlokas from this particular work. I have also quoted many shlokas from this work. And Chinmayananda, the second shloka of this work is a favorite of Chinmayananda as well as Chinmaya Mission people. We'll come to that when we learn the shloka. So Shankara in the very first shloka itself speaks about what a seeker can achieve through this work, by contemplation of this work. So the shloka is, first shloka is, Sakrit Shravana Matrena Brahma Jnanam Yato Bhavet Brahma Jnana Vali Mala सर्वेषां मोक्षसिद्धये. सो श्रवणमात्रेण, श्रवणमात्रेण, इट्स कॉमन लाइक वेरी वेरी सिंपल इन संस्कृत, ऑलमोस्ट लाइक हिंदी. सो श्रवणमात्रेण, श्रवण मीन्स हियरिंग, मात्रेण जस्ट बाय लिसनिंग. ओ जस्ट बाय लिसनिंग इज फाइन. जस्ट बाय लिसनिंग ब्रह्मज्ञानम, ब्रह्मज्ञानम, नॉलेज ऑफ ब्रह्मन. एंड द नॉलेज दैट वी आर स्पीकिंग इज नॉट द नॉलेज आउट ऑफ बुक्स. It's not book knowledge, it is not paroksha jnanam, it is not indirect or intellectual knowledge, but it is direct experience of Brahman. Yataha bhavet, by which it, Brahma jnanam, by listening to which Brahma jnanam happens, Brahma jnana vali mala, that Brahma jnana vali mala I am going to explain. And sarvesham, for everybody, moksha siddhaye, moksha siddhi, attainment of moksha. Here siddhi means just attainment. So moksha siddhaye, moksha siddhi, moksha, everybody, sarvesham, there is no distinction here that only Brahmins, only guys, only men who have worn the sacred thread, only men who are a higher Brahmin caste, all those, no such distinction is there. Like we learned yesterday, Purundinar, Purundar, not yesterday, couple of days back, Purundinar, Purundar, Ullanthannil, Antharathil, Shiva. So that is also what is explained as Chara Acharam, Chara Acharam, or Stavara Jangamam Vyaptam. Whatever is there in the world, Brahman pervades everything. So for this, for Moksha Shastram, there is no restriction at all. The only restriction that Moksha Shastram puts is the strong desire for liberation. And strong desire means working towards liberation. I want Moksha, the strong desire. That is the only thing required. If that is there, automatically surrender, other things automatically will fall in place. I want Moksha. I want moksha means I want anandam, I want sukham, and I want dukkham to be removed. So that alone is required. So sarvesha moksha siddhaye, for everybody moksha will happen, because through brahmajnana vali mala, brahmajnanam will happen immediately. Brahmajnanam is moksha. Knowing Brahman is moksha. Yajnyatva na punar moham evam yasyasi pandava yena bhutanya sheshena drakshasyatmanyato mai. So in the fourth chapter of Gita, Krishna, after saying that tadviddhi pranipatena sarvam karma gilam patha jnane parisamapyate, all actions end in knowledge. Action is the cause of sorrow. Actions end in knowledge. To gain that knowledge, go to a guru and learn. And yajnyatva, after having attained that knowledge, na punar moham evam yasyasi pandava, moham, delusion will never happen again. Yena bhutana asheshena drakshasi atmani, such a person will see everything in the atman and thus in me as Ishvara. Sarva yastu yastu atmaiva bhut vijanatah, यस्तु सर्वम् आत्मैवाभूत् विचानतः तत्र को मोहः कः शोकः एकत्वम् अनुपश्यतः. ईशावास्य उपनिषद् सेस् दैट ए पर्सन् हू सीस्, हू हैज नोन दैट हिज ओन सेल्फ इज एवरीथिंग, सो हू हैज रियलाइज्ड द सेल्फ एज द अंडरलाइंग रियालिटी ऑफ एवरीथिंग, सच ए पर्सन, तत्र को मोहः, हाउ कैन देयर बी डिल्यूशन, कः शोकः, हाउ कैन देयर बी सॉरो, because ekatvam anupashyatah, he is oneness everywhere. So that brahmajnanam is what we are speaking about here. Oh, okay, fine, but still shravana matrena, by listening. So that means like it is not one listening, it has to be listened again and again and again and again. Yeah, it makes sense as well, because Vyasa also says avrittir asakrat upadesha, avrittihi repetition, asakrit, again and again, upadesha, because that is the way of instructing, and that is how like we can get knowledge again and again, repeating the same thing. So we have to listen again and again and again and again. I don't know like how many more birds I have to listen. I'll get bored if it takes like 100 years. So let me spend at least the next 2 or 3 years doing worldly activities, because when I become 80 years old, I cannot do things like I can do now. At that time, I can definitely remember Brahman. It is very easy. This listening to Vedanta is very easy at that age. That is what we think. So if we go and ask like our grandparents, like Rajesh's grandfather is already there, if you can go and ask him, can you contemplate on Brahman? Can you sit in a place and meditate for 1 hour or 2 hours? Can you sit like waiting for 4 hours for Amma's darshan? Can you do that? Immediately the answer will come, oh, how I can do it. I can do it, but I have to take care of Rajesh. Who will take care of Rajesh if I do that? He should have given me responsibility. I should do it. Therefore, I cannot do it. So, balastavat kreda saktaha, tarunastavat taruni saktaha, vriddastavat chinta saktaha, parabrahmani kopina saktaha. Balastavat kreda saktaha, we are children, kreda saktaha, we want to play. Tarunastavat taruni saktaha, when we are young, we want to meet with the opposite sex. And vriddastavat chinta saktaha, when we are old, we have lots of things to think. Old people, elderly people, if we look at them, they'll always be thinking. So parabrahmani kopina saktaha, nobody is going for Brahman. So if we think like at 80 years we can remember Brahman, definitely we cannot. So if we have remembered 70 years, if we remember our parents, then when we are 80 also, like, we will remember only parents. So that excuse is gone. But still, this requires a lot of effort. I need to repeat again and again, listen again and again. Therefore, like, I don't want it. So Shankara says, okay, don't worry about all those. It's not again and again. Sakrit. Sakrit means, asakrit means punaha punaha, again again. Sakrit means just by listening once, that's it. So sakrit shravana matrena, just by mere listening once, brahmajnanam will happen. Okay, don't ask tomorrow, oh, I heard like one shloka, but still I am still a Baddha Purusha only. So don't come and ask. Okay, the answer will be easy. Oh, you were already Brahman, don't you know? You are Brahman. If you have any doubt, look at the scriptures. The scriptures say Tattvamasi, you are Brahman. So like, you can't say you are a Baddha Purusha, that is out. Internally you cannot, or externally you cannot argue with me. But internally, I still don't feel happy. So don't ask. Here Sakrit Shravana means for a Uttama Adhikari, as we have learned. So Uttama Adhikari, a person who has complete surrender to the Guru, complete surrender to the scripture, and he follows whatever the scripture says as such, not adding his own interpretation, not trying to dilute the scripture, but following it as such. For such a person, knowledge will dawn immediately. Knowledge will happen. And like, there are cases as well. So of course Yoga Vasishta speaks about two types of realization. Realization is of two types, based on the seeker, based on seekers. So apavarga kshamau rama dvavima uttamau kramau. Asmin samsara samrambhe jatanam deha jivadharinam. So people who are born in the world, for such people, apavarga kshamau. So apavargam means moksha. So apavarga kshamau, the way to get moksha, dvavima uttamau kramau. There are two ways mentioned for seekers. Ekastavad, one out of those, Guru Proktad Anushtanat Chanai Chanaihi Janmana Janma Birvapi Siddhidaha Samudahartaha. So one is like a person follows the guru's teaching and then he repeats it again and again, and janmana, by one birth, janma birvapi, or by many births, he attains moksha. And there is a second case, second dvitiya swatmaneva vashu kimchit vyuppanna chetasaha. For such a person, like second type of people are a people whose mind is well formed, whose intellectual conviction is so strong. For such people, they realize immediately, even like if something falling out of the sky. So they are just walking, immediately something falls out of the sky on their hand, and then immediately they realize. So we have to remember that while understanding the meaning of this shloka, it depends on our intellectual conviction, it depends on our desire for moksha. If our desire for moksha is strong, then just listening once of this work will give us moksha. But if that is not the case, we don't have to worry about it. We can just say that, oh, I'm not that good enough, so let me repeat it again and again. Just because, like, we try to call our parents, so we don't get the call. So, like, the call doesn't go through engaged. So just because it is engaged, we don't stop calling them. We'll try again, we'll try again, we'll try again until we get in. So we don't give up on worldly goals or things that we have to achieve in the world. Similar should be the attitude with respect to spiritual goal as well. So it may happen that we may realize tomorrow, like when we wake up, oh, I am realized. Yasakrit shravana matrena, we can remember. If that's not the case, okay, still it is fine. What really matters for me is I need moksha. I need purna dukkha vimochanam or purna dukkha nivritti. Dukkha should completely go for me and I should be rejoicing in happiness. That is what I need. It may take one day, 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, one birth, many births, but it is fine for me. As long as I am seeking it, as long as my gaze is fixed on the goal, as long as there is desire in me for the goal, I am good. So desire, whether I have desire, the desire for liberation, is it growing or is it getting reduced? Like the moon, waxing and waning of the moon, is it like waxing or is it waning? That is what we have to ask. If it is waning, then definitely we have to improve work. If it is waxing, then it is fine. Someday we will realize, of course. Someday what will we realize? That we are already that. So if we learn this work, and we are able to contemplate on this work, as Shankara would say in the very next shloka, which we will see tomorrow, very next shloka, as to how we can achieve the goal. So achieving the goal is not like we catching a train and going to New York. That's not achieving the goal. Achieving, we are already the goal. We are already the goal. So we have forgotten that. So we have to remind ourselves again. So these scriptural works will tell us that everything is Brahman, and I am that everything Brahman. I am that all-pervasive Brahman. I am that Brahman which alone exists here. So the more and more we contemplate on it, the more and more we remember it, the more we will go towards moksha, the more our dukkha, removal of dukkha, reduction of dukkha will be more, and happiness will be more for us. So that is the way to find out whether we are progressing in the right direction. And as per Shankara, it is a fact, and that if we remember these, whatever Shankara is trying to tell in this work, and if we contemplate on it daily, contemplate on just one shloka or two shloka or the entire 21 shlokas in this work, then definitely we will realize very soon. What is important is contemplation. We may not know the meaning of the shloka, it's still fine. We may not be able to by heart the shloka, still fine. If we are able to remember the import of the shloka and then are able to practice or do sadhana of remembering the import, remembering that Advitiya Satyam, remembering that all-pervasive Brahman, then we are in the right direction. We'll continue in the next day, where Shankara gives a very beautiful shloka following Brihadaranyaka Upanishad about what to contemplate, what really to contemplate, and the approach as well, which we will discuss tomorrow. Namaskar.